Yo, what it do? What it do? It's your boy Young Rico, aka Young Taz. You already know it's another episode of that Weed Olympics here, man. And look, they didn't did it, man. They didn't went ahead and beat these guys in game six. Man, I was hoping they would go to game seven, but Golden State had other plans. So shout out to Golden State and winning the NBA championship, man. They finally did it, man. They did it for Cali. Four chips, eight seasons. Man, these boys have been doing their thing, especially what everybody been talking about, especially Colin saying that, you know, Golden State is going to go ahead and have to, you know, give up Steph. And saying, Steph, if you ever going to want to have to win another chip, Steph is going to have to leave Golden State. And them boys showed them, you know, they don't have to dismantle them boys. The dynasty, the brotherhood over there, man. So shout out to Golden State, shout out to Draymond Green, shout out to Klay Thompson, he's back, man. He didn't really shoot perfect from three since he's been back in the whole playoff series, but it's okay. He did enough to hold on. He did his thing. Draymond, especially on the defensive side, man. Draymond showed he didn't have to put up too many points. You know, just get it. You know, get them boards. You know, get them. You know, assists out there. Excuse me. And, you know, and do the thug thizzle, man, because it ain't always about scoring sometimes. You know, defensive wins games, even though they do kind of say that in football. But it also goes for basketball, too, man, getting defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds. You already know that thing. So shout out to Golden State, man. They went ahead and smacked them boys up and went ahead and ended in game six. I wish they would have let it go to game seven, but, you know, the way it goes. And, you know, it just so happened we go up and we keep that lead, and that's what it happened. Hopefully, you know, Jason Tatum and, you know, Al Horford, you know, they keep that little bond going and keep that little thing going over there, man, especially for Al Horford, who's probably on his down slope of his years. I mean, he got some good solid 3 to 4 years probably left in his tank, but you know what I'm saying? Who knows, you know, injuries might take a toll, you know, and you never know. But, you know, I do hope everybody does stay healthy and come back next season. And, you know what I'm saying? And we repeat this thing. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely hope. I wish it wasn't somewhat of a blowout. I mean, it wasn't a blowout. I wish it was a close game. If this was going to be the last game, it was 103-90. You know what I'm saying? These guys barely cracked 100. So, like I said, I just wish, if not going to game seven, it was a definite close game. But it was a fun series. It was a fun series. Jaylen Brown tried to hold up. Man, he ended the night with 34 points, 5 from 6 for free throw. You know, he finished 12 from 23 from the floor. You know, but it didn't stop Stephen Curry and them boys over there. He finished 12 from 21, 4 from 3 from free throw. So, you know, they did the damn thing, you know. Curry, you know, he did his thing. Klay Thompson wasn't so perfect from 3. You know, he finished 2 of 8. But, you know, Curry, you know, he held his own, 6 of 11 from 3. You had Wiggins, who did wonders, 7 from 8 from the field, 18 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3. So, you know, he did his thing. Draymond dropped a couple threes. Also, Porter dropped a couple threes as well. So, you know, these guys still did their thing, you know, and held it up. Iguodala, man, I wish he got him another chip, but he got him an MVP, especially when coming off the bench. He's always just been that solid role player, so I'm glad he got another ring. You know, he got King Perry this second. He ended up having a good run, you know what I'm saying? He had 6 points, so he definitely held his end of the ball game. And Paul also had 15 points, so again, a young guy doing his thug thizzle and helping his team out, and it is what it is. But, you know, shout out to the Boston Celtics, man. Again, they held their own. Tatum tried to, you know, hold his own. He was a little off, maybe, you know, just start struggling steps, especially being in the finals. You know what I'm saying? This ain't going to be his, you know, only time in the finals. He's going to get back there guaranteed, especially if they could keep this solid team. You know what I'm saying? Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown. I mean, these guys still did they thug thizzle. You know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown finished with 34 points. Marcus Smart had 9. Williams had 10. Horford had 19. And Tatum had 13. See, and that's where it fell off at, because, you know, Tatum, you being the star that you are, you should have been able to drop at least 25. But their defense most likely held you. It was 1-for-4 from three. You didn't really take much threes as you should have. And you probably would have had a little bit more points, but hey, their defense kind of locked you up. You know what I'm saying? To where you're, you know, your center and Jaylen Brown end up helping you out. Which again, that's okay. And see, this is where the bench for the Celtics really kind of fell off, because the Golden State bench still had 21 points. And they didn't really have to use all their players, who were you guys only had two players, and y'all still on bench only averaged 5 points. So that's where you guys got to figure out, you know, get your core, get you a better team, bench team. So that way you guys can't hold up. And that's exactly what happened with Golden State bench. They had guys that could at least help out the front side and get them off and on the bench to rest up, so that way these guys can come back on fire. But hey, it is what it is. So shout out to Golden State, man. 4 rings, 8 years. It's just like Tom Brady over there, man, with his 7 rings, you know what I'm saying, doing one with Tampa. So we will see. I hope Curry and the boys don't end up like, you know what I'm saying, well, the GOAT, I would say, you know, James, you know, 3 different franchises, 3 MVPs. You know, so you can't hate that statistic. But we'll see, man. We got the NBA draft coming up, man. This is definitely going to be a good one. I want to see what Kyrie Irving and them boys is going to do over in Brooklyn. I don't see really Brooklyn making a threat, man. They're just a good season team. I don't think they're a good playoff running team. That's just my opinion. I don't see these guys really doing much damage next year. So we'll see, man. I know the Heat's going to be cooking up. Jimmy Butler's very hungry over there in Miami. If you keep these young guys solid, you know, you got Tyler Hero over there, man. If they could just keep that thing going over there, Heat will be another team in the Eastern Conference that is going to be very scary and very tough. You also got the Bucks over there. They're a solid team, you know, with Giannis and them over there. They could get a good small front, and that's going to be crazy over there. So we'll see what it, you know, do what it do. So only thing we got left until football really starts off is baseball and hockey. And right now, I'm not going to lie, hockey is looking quite fun right now in the finals. Lightning's end up coming back and winning one. So that way, now the Stanley Cup final standing is standing at Avalanche's look is up 2-1. Avalanche's was, you know, handling their business. You know, game one, they won the final overtime 4-3. Saturday, they smacked them, held them with good defense 7-0. And then, you know, the Lightning's had to come back on the boys and show them what's up. Like, hey, look, y'all had that. We about to kill that little run. You know what I'm saying? If they would have lost this one, you know, Avalanche just would have had their hopes up high. You know what I'm saying? Especially being up 3-0. But now it's, you know, 2-1. These guys are going to go ahead and, you know, try to bring it back to game two. So, you know, it ain't, you know, 3-1 blowout. And in my eyes, you know, Lightning's had to, you know, make it history and be known for, you know, the third team in finals history to get blown out 6 or more, I believe it was, and then to come back and win the next game. So, and that's big, though. That's big, but that you can tell that little fuel under their butts to, all right, we can't get blown out. If you're going to lose, it ain't getting blown out. You know what I'm saying? And boys smacked them 7-0. So their game was off. So hopefully, you know, we got the next game Wednesday on the 22nd. So we'll see how that game goes. Vegas got Colorado -110. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see where, you know, people put their money at. So shout out to everybody that's been tuning in to We The Olympics podcast, man. We is the, you know, best team in the league. We feel we stay tuned in for the next episode. Go ahead. We might be talking about that Young Thug case in Ghana. You feel me? We got some more news coming up. Yeah. All right, man. I got a question. Where are my music heads at? We want to know. Why in the hell are these rappers so gangster, I guess? So right now we got Gunna and Young Thug all in jail for a, I guess they could, you know, which we all know about is this RICO case. And, and possibly thinking as, I guess Young Thug's been, you know, the mastermind, and YSL is now an organized gang putting hit out on murders, racketeering, and all this. And I don't think so, man. I think YSL has been an actual label. And, you know what I'm saying? Just, I guess, just so happened that certain people associated with YSL, I don't know, for say, has might be doing these things. Putting out these, you know, these hits or doing these burgers or, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff behind Young Thug's back. You know what I'm saying? You never know. It could be the people that we associate with. You know what I'm saying? You know, we do understand a lot of these guys have been affiliated with gangs that get in trouble and then they change their life around. Like, look, this ain't for me. And they just so happened to blow up. And, hey, you know, you see it with, like, 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't for saying the gang, but, you know, you was doing what you was doing, possibly get shot 9 times. You gotta look at a lot of artists that's, you know, in L.A., New York. You know what I'm saying? But I hope these guys bounce back. I do need some good music, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of Thug. I'm a fan of Gunna. I hope everything that's been said ain't true. Especially the one that's supposedly been put. They said that Young Thug called for the hit on Young Thug. Or not Young Thug. YFNL Lucci. Whatever. I hate these rappers. These damn. YFN Lucci. Apparently there was a hit on him in jail. Or when he was out of jail at the time. And supposedly somebody said that Young Thug did it. And I don't know if it was YFN Lucci that said Young Thug did it. Or his people did it. But I don't think that's either true. I just think maybe because Young Thug is already getting hit with this racketeering thing, and what so forth, so not, they just trying to put that on Young Thug, and you know, YFN and Lucci being a, you know, a rapper or whatever. But what happened to the street code? Stop snitching. And you know, somebody said it the best, like, y'all do all this hula, and when it come down, y'all in jail, somebody snitching. Like, come on. That's just my opinion. Like, what is going on in America? But, you know, we don't all know the whole details just yet. But we know it's been, 20-odd cases of just racketeering, money laundering, murder, and things of sort that's been pinned, you know, on YFN, not YFN Lucci, but Gunna, Thugga Thugga. Hopefully these guys come out. Hopefully everything ain't true. But we've seen, you know, shit go down like this before with Casanova 2 times or 3 times, whatever his name is. Shout out to Casanova. Been doing his thing, man. And hopefully Casanova gets out. We've seen, you know, Bobby Shmurda and them boys, the GS9 boys. They do their thing. We've seen, you know, Bobby Shmurda and Roddy Rebel do 7 years and get out, you know, do they thug thizzle. So, you know what I'm saying, you know, and Bobby Shmurda held his own, you know, did his years so that way his boy could get the same amount of years instead of him trying to, you know, take less years. And that's what you stick to G-Code. You get what I'm saying? I'm waiting for an album from Bobby Shmurda since he's been out, man. And I'm already knowing Young Thug's going to drop some fire when he gets out, especially Gunna. Young Thug did drop a freestyle, you know, he was asking God for a second chance so that he could show he could prosper and show that it's all about the music. It's all about, you know, just making a change in life. So, you know what I'm saying? He's not with that shit that he was, you know, back in the day. You know, people change. If, so for say, you know, he was with the shit. I'm not saying he was. He not saying he was. But, you know, everybody needs a second chance. Especially, you know, dealing with jail. Jail ain't for everybody. I don't want, you know, anybody to go to jail. I hate jail. I ain't really being myself. So, you know, it is what it is. I know that it ain't right. It ain't cool, and it ain't fun, man. So shout out to these boys, man. Free Gunna. Free Young Thug, man. Even free YFN Lucci. I hope I keep saying his name right. I just hate these YM, these little letter shit, man. It's just retarded. It's retarded to me. Man, everybody just have a simple name. Like Drake. You know what I'm saying? What happened to all the littles, the little Waynes? You know, we got little babies and the little this and the little that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, then again, everybody can be little. We see Boosie drop a little, you know, a little from Lil Boosie. You know what I'm saying? But he did say that, you know, he's a grown-ass man now. So, it is what it is. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in, man. Y'all go check out Drake's new album. I heard, you know, it's up and down, man. Y'all go check that out. Y'all go check Duke's new album. A lot of people dropped an album this past Friday. I hope everybody had a good Father's Day weekend, Juneteenth weekend, man. I hope all the real fathers got everything they got from their kids, man. Got the breakfast in bed, you know, handmade cards from their kids and their wives, man. I hope, you know, the fathers got some. So, Uchi, you know, for Father's Day. I mean, we should, we probably went all out for Mother's Day, so. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope everybody had a good week, man. I thank y'all for tuning in. Next episode, man, we're going to have some more weed. This episode is more to chill, you know, to talk to y'all, see how y'all was doing. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, man. These episodes are going to get even better and better and better. Next episode, I might just be talking some shit all episode. You never know. So I appreciate y'all. Let go.